Just put it behind the bar.
In a traditional wood-panelled pub in the town of Greenock, the Inverclyde Acoustic Club are strumming their guitars, sipping a pint and having a laugh. But what began as an informal jamming session among friends was transformed into something more political during the referendum campaign.
Hi, I'm Neil Coyle. What we did, we created Inverclyde Artists and Musicians for Independence. So you'll find, you know, along the strip here up in Greenock, there was a lot of wee events. It culminated in the Battery Park. They organised a big yes, and I don't know, a couple of thousand people turned up, torches and their phones and stuff.
But how does an area like this, which historically has been solidly Labour, begin to change its mind and move across to the SNP and to the idea of independence?
I didn't leave Labour, Labour left me, and I'm sure that's the same for a lot of people. It used to be, it was like apathy, really, you know, don't care what a red rosette pinned to his bum, they'll still vote for it. And that was pretty much true, you know, so the sort of party machine here, they could put anybody forward. People have woken up, Labour Tory, Labour Tory, spot the difference, there is none.
Now we've empty docks and we've derelict slips, and we've shipyards that will build no ships. Oh, you've lost your fellow trade, you've lost all this tow, but that's what we get when we're governed. We're governed by fools.
We've come behind these huge metal doors and we're inside a massive structure with a metal roof and rusting steel metal supports. The shabby grandeur of Greenock's vast abandoned sugar sheds is a reminder of the town's glorious industrial heritage and the roots of its support for the Labour Party. Chris Jewell of Discover Inverclyde showed me round.
All the sugar would be offloaded off the ships and stored and then went to the refineries for refining. So great big open spaces, classic building of its type when it was used for sugar.
How many people would have been employed in the industry?
Tens of thousands of people. It was the biggest employer across all the yards. So there were a dozen yards here, names like Harland and Wolff, major UK shipbuilders.
Shipbuilding was also tied up with politics on the Clyde. It was known as the Red Clyde for a period.
Well, the unions were strong, I think, and the Jimmy Reeds of this world were about. And so we had very stiff bosses, and I think conditions for workers were not the best. So we had this rise and revolt from time to time.
So what do you think went wrong?
Well, a number of the Far East yards and others came to the fore. Labour was cheaper. Other people were able to get into the shipbuilding market that was traditionally, in this neck of the woods, huge.
If you've had a town that has this fantastic industrial heritage, when something like that declines, what does it mean for a town? What does it mean for a town's pride in itself, its psyche, if you like?
Well, you're right. It takes a knock because it's been the pride of the world at one point. We've had shipyards here for 300 years. What we have to do at that point is look at alternatives so that, in fact, people aren't out of work for a long period of time, because that would be a huge risk. You get a dependency culture. We have to find new industries to take over what was the pride of the Clyde.
Ferguson's shipyard is hoping to invest for that future. It was saved from closure 2 years ago. The company plans to modernise the facility and keep the tradition of shipbuilding on the Clyde alive.
Hey, I'm Liam Campbell. I'm the managing director of Ferguson's Marine. There's no borders in this business, and we have to get out there and be a global business. Of course, it's nice to be in Scotland and nice to have the loyalty and trust of our Scottish owners when we're building vessels, but we have to get out there and be a global business. At the current moment, we have one contract for the Scottish Government, and we're currently bidding for another two contracts. They're also for the Scottish Government, but at the same time, we have a lot of bids out for other customers and also for the offshore market.
You're planning for the future here. There's quite a lot of evidence of the history of the past around this area, Port Glasgow, Greenock. Are we too fixated on the past? Does it sometimes hold people back?
I think the yard has a fantastic history, and nostalgia is a wonderful thing. But we shouldn't be afraid of the future and taking the yard forward and building ships again. Many people have asked if indeed they believe shipbuilding can be back in Glasgow. And the general conception is, yeah, OK, we believe it can. We were the best in the world 30 years ago. Yeah, well, I believe we can be the best again, and it won't take another 30 years to do that.
This is the Branchton Community Centre in Greenock. It's a light, bright building where they run loads of courses for the local communities, like cooking, arts and crafts, job search, drug rehabilitation, all kinds of things. This is an area which has seen, with the decline of industry, has seen higher levels of unemployment than the rest of Scotland. But I'm just going to go upstairs and meet a bunch of pensioners who get together most afternoons for a social and a bit of knitting and sewing. Margaret, how long have you lived here?
I've lived here all my life. Apart from, I was in Inverkip for 10 years, but other than that, I've lived in Greenock.
And what change have you seen in Greenock?
It's the shipbuilding. The shipbuilding went and the jobs went. And in spite of them saying, if you want a job, you can find a job, that's not the case. My son has 2 honours degrees and he was with me for 11 months when I was ill and couldn't get a job.
We're coming up to an election. Do you think that lack of opportunities affects the way people might choose to vote around here?
Well, I think people are thinking twice. Now, this was very much a Labour area, you know, during my lifetime. But now a lot of people might vote Scottish Nationalist. I don't think they'll vote Tory. It's just a frame of mind here, you know.
I think I'm against SNP, nothing against them, and I think they'd be quite good. But in my opinion, to vote SNP, you're handing the keys to your Tory guy to get back in. And that's the reason I'll not be voting SNP.
So you're thinking tactically about the election?
I'm thinking very much tactically. I was a no vote. I've got to be very truthful about that. But we couldn't have another 5 years of what's going on. Plus the fact their main aim is to deal away with the union, fast lane and what have you. And I think we need a deterrent of some kind.
So why do you think, you've lived in Greenock for years, you've watched things change, why do you think the SNP has gained the levels of support that it has?
Because it's something new, it's something fresh and it's something bright and it's something that people's beginning to take a bit of pride in, looking for Scotland, but I just do not agree with voting for her.
Even the pensioners at the community centre aren't immune to the attractions of SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon, though they are thinking carefully about which way to vote. Ronnie Cowan, the SNP candidate for Inverclyde, says he's been able to sense the change for some time.
After the referendum, I did a horrible interview where I blubbered into somebody's microphone for about 20 minutes. But then my phone started to go and it was, we've got 3,000 new members in the party, 5,000 new members, 7,000 new members. I've said, this isn't over. This is not over. We've never had a better chance than this. We genuinely believe we are going to win it. The local bookmaker has got us his favourites. I'm not a betting man, but it's always good when people think you've got a chance.
But Labour's Ian McKenzie, who's the incumbent, dismisses the challenge.
Well, the SNP came to Inverclyde very prominent figures during the referendum and told us absolutely for certain that Inverclyde would vote yes, and it was shown that with a bit of work and effort that the people of Inverclyde said no.
Well, they only just said no.
Well, 86 people would probably argue that with you. Labour has always had something positive to say for Inverclyde. They continue to deliver for Inverclyde.
But back at the Inverclyde Acoustic Club, most of the members have turned their back on Ian McKenzie and Labour.
My name's Jerry. When people started to realise that Tony Blair and New Labour were drifting far, far right, they had no alternative. So they had to look for the alternative for them. They're looking for something for themselves because they need to be represented. So the SNP gave them that. The SNP are probably the only socialist party that we have. As a left-wing socialist myself, a member of a trade union, I can support what they're doing. The referendum galvanised that vote, not for the independence point of view, but for the representative point of view. And that is what the sea change and the political climate happens to be.
You should have been here to see all the young ones involved, which you would have never saw, like 10 years ago. From 16 up to like 25, really electric. All the young ones really, really involved and wanting to get informed, and they will make the right decision because it's their future and their children's future.
Now they see something, they've got hope, and they can actually go out there and think, well, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to make people listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to ask the right questions, which is making them go and study things. They're reading things, and they're getting more intelligent every day and more wise to what goes on in politics.